Hey, everybody. Welcome to Monday Night Live in Lexington, you guys. My name is Catherine Kaufman, and I'm a psychic medium here in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to my every Monday night show. This is where we discuss what and who we are in this journey called life. Hey to all you guys over here on Instagram. Do some waves to you guys. Regina, good to see you guys tonight. Let's see if we have some people joining on Facebook. Okay. Hey to Ina, good to see you. How is everybody doing on a Monday night? What about this weather? This weather is kind of crazy. I refused to put the air conditioner on today. I've got a huge picture window in my living room, and it's like a solar oven. Whew. Hey to Janice, good to see ya. Let's see, are you guys hearing me okay? Let me look and see if things are working. Let's see if things are working today. Hey to Greg McDonald. Oh, sorry you're at work tonight, fella. I'm glad you're listening, though. Tonight is a really good show. And if you didn't already know, the reason that I do the shows is because I have a lot of people who call in for help. They don't necessarily need to have a reading. And I can give them a video with the information on it. And, you know, that way I'm not having to go over the information all the time repeatedly, and they don't necessarily have to pay to have a reading to come in. So this is coming up more and more. People are getting items with extra energy and they need to get rid of them. And it's really important to get rid of these properly so that you don't affect somebody else with the item that you're getting rid of. So Greg says, just curious about paranormal alert, have had objects moving and doors unlocked by themselves. Just curious. So I posted an alert, I guess it was last week, I think. And because we are in the in-between times, we're in between fall and winter. And in those in-between energies, and I have a video about it. If I can think about where I put the video, Greg, I will send it to you. But it's these in-between times that a lot of apparitions are more likely to be apparent. And it's more likely that you're going to have a paranormal encounter. And yeah, so he thinks that it's just something passing through. Could be, it could be something that's there all the time that just is only apparent at this time of year. So Ina wants to know, does that happen in spring too? Absolutely. And one of the reasons why is because in the in-between, and people call it the veil, but in the in-between time, before it switches from one condition to another, we have blended energies of both seasons. And then what this does is it makes everything more apparent that has been hidden before. So yes, Ina, that does happen in spring as well. Let's see if I'm just checking everything to make sure that I'm not missing any comments. So, how to dispose of a haunted item. Let's get right to it. I want to quote something from Deuteronomy 7, 25 through 26, and it states, "The graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thy house, lest thou be cursed thing like it. but thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. There are a lot of items that we might inadvertently take home that could either be cursed or have a negative attachment to the item. You know, lots of things that are secondhand, that you might get at an estate sale, that you might get at a yard sale. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why we do the haunted items hunt. Speaking of which, next Monday night, that was October the 30th, I'm going to be presenting the haunted items hunt as a Halloween special for this year. I'm really excited about it because we got some really cool things for you to look at. There are going to be 9 items in total, 4 of which are haunted, 5 of which are decoys. So just like last year, we're going to play the video of all 9 items. And I want you to use your own intuition to guess which is haunted and which is just a decoy. And then I'll play the reveal video. And on the reveal video, the ones that the items that are on fire are the items that are haunted. And I'm going to include something really neat is I thought I would do a little video on the haunted items that I specifically have around my house. So I'm going to kind of put that in the middle and show you the stuff that I have around my house. So Greg says, I collected battlefield pickup items, war trophies. Yes, you need to get an EMF detector. Yes, you do. I tell you what, if you have a smartphone, Greg, you could just download one of the apps for EMF detection and kind of go over your items and see. Some of the most haunted items that I've dealt with in the past were items from war. So yeah, those definitely need to be tested. Okay, so let's say you accidentally bring an item home, and it can be anything. It can be anything, but some of the most haunted items are dolls, mourning jewelry that's made from hair or bone. yes, there are some made of bone. You know, those pictures that were made of people who are deceased, those are very, very haunted. Any kind of statues are made in the shape of a body, and it seems like that spirits attach to them really easily. Yes, absolutely, Greg. There are a ton of ghost hunting and EMF apps to choose from. So I would go just kind of look at the, you know, the reviews and kind of look at what people are saying about whether it works for them or not. So let's say you come home with a haunted item. The first thing you want to do is remove the item from your living space. Don't take care of it or disassemble it inside your living space. Take it outdoors if this is possible, preferably into an open field if you can, or a parking lot. If you can take it to any place like that, then put it, you know, take it out to your garage, but don't take care of this inside your living space. I'm going to list some psalms used for protection. And actually, I'm going to type these in the chat box for you guys. Let me just put these in the chat box really quick. So it's Psalms 23, 91, and 121. Okay. And I hope you guys can see that. Psalm 23, 91, and 121. Now, if you are of a different religious persuasion or spiritual path, you can definitely derive your own specific prayer, you know, kind of taking protective stuff from your spiritual path that will work
as well, if not better, because it'll be something that you personally identify with. Hey to Tony, good to see you tonight. And Samantha says, could do a circle of salt around the item for protection until you remove the item properly. Yes, that is a very good idea. Thank you, Tony. I'm doing good. We're doing good. Just wish it was just a tiny bit cooler out. Okay, now this is something you need to pay attention to. Before you handle the item, and a lot of people don't do this, and this is why we're doing the video. Before you handle the item, wash your hands with consecrated water or holy water. While you wash your hands, you want to incant your protective prayer, and then you want to anoint your hands with holy consecrated olive oil to reject any kind of attachment. The oil is super important, okay? And to consecrate it, all you have to do is do your protective prayer while you're holding the oil, and it will, the sound of your voice and intent will imprint upon that. So you're going to anoint your hands after you wash them with the consecrated salt water or holy water. Okay, now you can if you wish, and I would recommend this. You can if you wish, put on a pair of rubber cleaning gloves to reduce the electromagnetic conduction. Those rubber dishwashing gloves are perfect for this, and they are inexpensive. Okay. And rubber reduces the conduction of electromagnetic energy, and the attachments are electromagnetic. So this is sort of anointing with the oil and putting the gloves on, the rubber gloves, is a double protection. I would recommend it, but you don't have to do it. But like the dishwashing gloves, they're so inexpensive. I would highly recommend it. Then you're going to take the object and instill prayers upon it and anoint the item with holy water or consecrated salt water and consecrated olive oil. And you can just pour the olive oil and the water and stuff on it. You don't have to overhandle the item. So, you know, don't worry about having to rub it all over the item. You don't have to do that. The next step is to disassemble the item if at all possible. Now, you can cut it into pieces. You can use a saw and saw it into smaller pieces if you need to. The key here is to just disassemble it if you can. And what that does is it takes away the imprintation of the electromagnetic energy that has either attached to it or been imprinted on it. So, you know, disassembling it takes away how it was put together. And it takes away how the energy was put together. And so that reduces, it breaks the energy up. It breaks that energy pattern up. And so that's why, the reason why we disassemble things if we can. Now, the next step is to secure a secluded spot where there's no traffic. And it's best if it's an isolated area. Okay, let me check for questions. Tara says, I knew my germophobia would come in handy. Yes, yes, it's handy in this case. Trust me. Okay, so let me get back to where we were. Pick a secluded spot and isolated areas best. Even better, if you don't have an empty field, you can do this in an abandoned graveyard. And, you know, abandoned graveyards are pretty good to dispose of items like this. Dig an appropriate hole in the ground and sanctify this space and the ground with prayer. If you're unable to bury the item, you may want to choose the water method. Okay. And that is throwing it into a body of water. After you bind the pieces in a plain cloth that will degrade easily, okay? Then you're in the cloth or in the hole, either one. Let's say you're able to bury it. Before you put the dirt on top, you've done your salt water, you've done your holy olive oil anointing. You're going to place, I like to put both St. Michael and St. Benedict medallions on top of the item. You don't have to do that, but I like to do it. Now, if you cannot bury it, there's nowhere for you to do that. If you find a body of water, and this has to be deep living water. And what I mean by living water is water that supports life. So that would be a river, a lake, an ocean, anything like that that actually supports life. Sea, river, or lake. You're going to put the pieces of the item in a plain cotton or muslin cloth that will degrade easily. Make sure you put the salt on top of it, the holy olive oil on top of it, and then, you know, put your two medallions in there, wrap it up, and then you're going to, as you throw it into the water, you will incant your protective prayer. So that's your second choice if you can't find a place to bury it or you're not able physically to bury it. Just find a large body of water that supports life and throw it in there with your protective prayer. Now, there's a huge debate. thank you, Kathy. There's a huge debate on burning items. And I'm going to tell you what the literature says, but I'm going to tell you how I feel about it and my experience with it. So the debate over burning an item is, there are actually, in Deuteronomy, there are references to burning items. Okay. Let's see. Tara says, would a pond work if it has fish, etc.? Does it actually, Tara, it needs to have a flow or a current. Sorry. Stagnant water like a pond is not really going to carry away the electromagnetic energy. But, you know, like if that's all you've got, I would take it. Okay, back to burning the item. There's a lot of references in the Bible in Deuteronomy about these abhorrent cursed items and specifically that they need to be burned. So a lot of places that you look for advice will tell you to burn it. And I think it is because it's referenced in the Bible. Now, when we dismember an item to bury it, or we section it out into smaller pieces, that disrupts the instilled energy patterns in the item. So the item doesn't really resemble the original object that has a curse or an attachment to it. However, when they reference burning an item, a lot of places say burn the item, gather the ashes, and then bury the ashes. Well, in my experience, this is just my experience, and this has been a lot of other people's experiences too, is that when you burn an item, let's say you got a Ouija board and you decide to burn it, what happens in my experience is that you liberate what's locked into that piece of property, and then bad things happen. So my contention is, if you have to gather the ashes and bury them anyway, why not just skip the burning just in case you don't want to let anything loose, and just disassemble and bury? That's my thought. So Greg says, what if the items are rare or valuable? Is it better to take the loss? You know, Greg, that really depends on how much activity do you have? Is it good or is it bad? Like okay, you're going to see this next week, but my clowns, they're so haunted. But I absolutely love them to death. And I don't mind them talking down the hallway. I really don't. I think they're cute. I love the energy off of them. They've never done anything bad. or disruptive. And so I don't feel the need to get rid of them. So I just have to ask Greg, you know, what kind of activity? And, you know, if it's bad activity and there's really negative stuff in your house, I'd take the loss. But it doesn't sound like there might be anything hugely bad. And then see, Amber says, I thought burning releases it more, like turns it into air and travels more. Yes. That's why I don't recommend anybody burn anything. That's been my experience, is that it releases stuff. But because there are references in the Bible and Deuteronomy about burning graven images, a lot of people take that to mean that these items should be burned. But in my experience, it is a very bad idea to do that. So I hope that answers your question. Yeah, burning actually transforms and releases what's attached to the item, turns it into a gaseous state that spreads rapidly and quickly and can give that entity a lot of power. So I would not do it, and I don't recommend anybody else do it. And like I said, if you have to gather the ashes and bury them anyway, just skip to the chase and go for a straight burial or straight to the water. Now, getting the St. Michael medallions and St. Benedict medallions, you can get those off of Amazon. And they're just little cheap little metal things. And they'll usually send you a whole bag of them. Not that you need a whole bag, but, you know, maybe you could share them with somebody, you know, if you have to get a whole bag. And my glasses keep trying to pull my hair out. Hey to Phyllis Cully Hayden. Good to see you tonight. Now, here's another thing. I do have, and I'll put these on the blog post. Speaking of the blog, let me show you this. Okay, so this is the blog posts. All of these shows, like the show notes, are going to be posted on this blog for you guys to refer to. And so then all the written stuff will be on there. I started that blog years ago and didn't do anything with it. But then I thought, you know, that's where I can put all of the hard copies of the show notes. There are a lot of people that want the show notes. And so I thought, well, we'll just turn them into blog posts and put them on that blog, and I'll do something with it. Also want to show you guys this. Let's see if I can get it to do it. Okay. Hang on just a second. I want to show you this. This is the Patreon group. Hang on just a second. Well, that wasn't really scaled. It wasn't really scaled great. I'll work on that. But I did get a QR code for the Patreon group, and I kind of incorporate it into the video. So another thing that's going to go on the blog post is an insufflation prayer for exorcism. And I, you know, that's a good thing to have. It's always a good thing to have. So the blog post already has tonight's show notes posted on it. And I will go in probably tomorrow, the day after, and put those prayers on there for you. And in the meantime, I hope you guys have a really fabulous week. Don't forget that next week, next Monday, is the Haunted Items Hunt. And I'm going to, thank you, Amber. I'm going to have a little video of my personal haunted items that I keep here in my home. So stay tuned for that. And I will see you next Monday night. Kisses from Kentucky. You guys have a good week.